Story out of the Star Tribune. Minnesota State Representative is alleging that Representative Ilhan Omar misspent $3,000 in campaign money on personal travel. Republican Representative Steve Drazkowski is questioning Omar's campaign purchase of a plane ticket, Estonia, and another thing, basically. He's also made other allegations that she has misallotted money in the past. Drazkowski suggested the Omar campaign 2250 in payments to a law firm were for divorce proceedings. They actually proved that that was not true. Needless to say, Drazkowski is going after this. I want to take a quick moment to talk about Steve Drazkowski, because I have followed this dude's career for a while now. My personal opinion of the guy, I just don't think he likes black people. And I don't know. I could be wrong. But he seems to be really eager to go after Ilhan Omar. And there have been, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Steve Drazkowski, Mr. Accountability. Accountability. Steve Drazkowski could have, there are numerous Republicans who have been accused of misspending funds that he has never seems to investigate. And as a matter of fact, there are two cases in particular, because reminder, Drazkowski is furious about $3,000 here, which he says was used illegally. All right, then. How about I bring up two cases that I would like Drazkowski to explain why he never did get upset about it. The first was a fella called Rob Undersander. Do you remember him? He was the millionaire out of Waite Park who came down in gripping Republican House testimony. House testimony. So Representative Drazkowski's own body, the legislative body there. Undersander came down there as a Republican millionaire talking about how he was able, as a millionaire, to take, 17 months worth of food assistance for him and his millionaire wife? $6,000 of undeniable fraud, because I have had numerous people point out to me that Mr. Undersander can't just not cash out a 401k or retirement fund just so because it's inconvenient. And so if he's got 401k or retirement funds that are available to him, him not cashing those out while he takes state aid is actually illegal. And if he lied on his documentation to obtain this information and said that he didn't have this money, well, that's illegal too. So you could have this guy walked in with Republicans and admitted he stole $6,000 worth of food aid designed for the poorest of Minnesotans. And at no point has Steve Drazkowski, Mr. Law and Order, Mr. Johnny Accountability, not once has Drazkowski gone out there and said, you know, maybe we should actually look into that. Or even better yet, do you remember that Kurt Dowd, apparently, I'm trying to remember the details of this. He had like $12,000 worth of credit card debt, which was forgiven in an incredibly unique way. Basically, the same way that if you die and you have no family, that the credit card debt was forgiven that way. It's like only two people every year qualify for a credit card debt to be removed from this. The people that basically took care of removing that credit card debt for the Speaker of the Minnesota House was the law firm for the credit card company, who, by the way, also had a lobbying wing in St. Paul. And their entire defense was, well, wait a minute here. We're the law firm. That's a lobbying gig. There's no way in the world we could communicate with each other. Oh, sorry, I got to take this phone call. There's no way in the world we could communicate with each other. Those are two prime cases of fraud, Drazkowski. They're two prime cases involving white guys. And both of those people, white. Both of those people, at least on the very, I mean, the credit card stuff with Doubt, at the very least, is probably highly unethical. Whether or not it's illegal, I don't know. We should probably take a look at that, shouldn't we? But Undersander definitively was illegal. And Undersander stole $6,000, twice as much money as Ilhan Omar. But here's Ilhan Omar, a strong African-American Muslim woman, and Drazkowski has made it his goal to take her down. I'm going to get her. Dude, I think you might, I mean, this is, once again, I could be wrong. I could be wrong, Draz. But I think you might have an issue with the color of her skin far more than the money amount. Because if you truly do care about fraud and money, you should be going after Undersander and the Speaker of the House far harder than you should be going after Ilhan Omar, who, by the way, you've accused a few times and have been proven that she didn't do anything wrong. And the one time there was even a question, she paid that money back because she didn't want anyone thinking speaking fees were conflict of interest. So there you go. Draz, your ball's in your court. You start investigating Undersander, you start investigating Kurt Dowd, I'll lay off. But until you do, I'm not going to. And if you don't investigate Kurt Dowd, I hope that the Democratic leadership of the next House does investigate Kurt Dowd, because someone needs to ask him some questions.